It is Friday, June 8th, 2018. This is Ozarks at Large. With me at the Carver Center for Public Radio, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. How you doing?
I'm good.
June post-graduation used to be incredibly slow.
And holy cow.
Frustratingly so. That is not at all the case anymore.
Well, and that's a great introduction to what I was going to say today, which is it's gotten to the point it's impossible to do it all.
Well, yeah.
It's even impossible to do most of it. And sometimes it's impossible to choose. So this weekend you get what I would do.
Okay.
I don't know that I'll get it all done, but these are the things I would choose.
All right. The endorsed, like the good, what was it, the seal of good housekeeping
or
whatever that used to be?
Yeah, the seal of approval.
Yeah.
And there's two choices for each time period because there's a with kids and a without kids choice.
Okay.
Because I still think that way. So, all right, tonight, with kids, the Northwest Arkansas Shakespeare Festival.
In Bentonville?
In Bentonville. This is the Classical Edge Theater Company, which may not mean anything to you. It's Justin and Virginia Shower, which may mean everything to you. They're amazing. And they are doing As You Like It at 6 o'clock today and 6 o'clock tomorrow at Dave Peel Park in Bentonville. It's free. You take your lawn chairs. I'm sure there will be street vendors.
Sure.
As You Like It is a typical Shakespearean comedy. The kids won't understand a whole bunch of it, but it moves fast from here to there, and it's funny and flighty, and they'll love it. And you can get them into a little Shakespeare.
And how much does that cost?
Nothing.
Free. Okay.
Without kids, there's a Ken Ludwig comedy on stage at Fort Smith Little Theater.
And he's a prolific sort of farce writer, wouldn't you say?
He did Leading Ladies. He did Lend Me a Tenor. He did Moon Over Buffalo. This one is set on a golf course. So if you're a golfer and if you like Ken Ludwig, hey, we've got you. It starts at 7:30 and it's $12.
And it's at the theater.
And it's at Fort Smith Little Theater.
All right.
All right. Saturday day. I'm going to tell you this one's cheap, but I know me. With kids, Junk Ranch.
Okay.
You have to like the junk shop.
And junk is antiques?
Junk is antiques. Junk is upcycled. Junk is recycled. Junk is old windows with the rolled glass in them that have something painted on them, is a saying. And they have 35 acres worth of stuff. You have to know the address or you can't get there. It's 11195 Center Point Church Road in Prairie Grove. Saturday Without Kids is the Through the Garden Gate Tour. Love this. This supports the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks and the Flower Garden and Nature Society of Northwest Arkansas. It's got six gardens plus the Botanical Garden from 9 to 4 on Saturday. It costs $15. And you should be able to still get your ticket today at Westwood Gardens or on Saturday at the Botanical Garden.
Now, why do you say this is the no kid
option? Unless your kids love gardens.
Okay. All right.
Because if your kids go in and pick the gardens, it's going to go poorly.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah. But we'll put that in the no kids column.
That's in the no kids column. Saturday evening with kids, the Young Actors Guild in Fort Smith is doing Annie Get Your Gun. Okay, you might think you don't know this show, but it's got songs in it like Everything You Can Do, I Can Do Better.
I saw it on Broadway, the only Broadway show I've ever seen.
And honest
to God, and I was shocked at how many songs I knew.
The Young Actors Guild is... This is not like part of a summer class. This is a by audition performance. This is their big musical of the year. This weekend at Northside High School in Fort Smith, and tickets are $10 for kids and $15 for adults. And you can find out more at We Are YAG, like Young Actors Guild. And then Saturday evening.
Without children.
Without children. An Act of God.
Arkansas Public Theater.
Arkansas Public Theater. You did a piece on it.
Mm-hmm.
We did a piece on it for What's Up. If you don't have a Daily Show with Jon Stewart, sense of humor, this may not be your show. Showtime is 8 o'clock. It continues next weekend, and tickets are $20 to $27.
We'll go with the cheaper ones for the tally.
Okay, so what did we come up with? Because that's our whole... Nope, okay. I got Sunday, sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Sunday with kids, Mountain Street Stage. This is your last warning. If that place is not packed, I swear I'm coming to your houses with a bus... I'm going to go get an ORT bus, and I'm going to come get you all.
Okay.
its major Northwest Arkansas musical groups performing in the air conditioning with snacks in the lobby for free, and the chairs aren't even uncomfortable. What more could you want?
I don't know.
You must do this.
And it's free.
And it's free. And without kids, oh my. Okay, put on your good shoes. Artist Fair starts this weekend.
And then, yeah, goes wild.
Right. But this is something new. They're doing a thing called Jane's Walk. And it honors writer and activist Jane Jacobs, who encouraged people to connect to their neighborhoods and to each other through walking and sharing stories. Mm-hmm. So on Sunday afternoon, well, actually starting at 10 o'clock Sunday morning, there's going to be like three walks in downtown Fayetteville. They're free. The first one at 10 is Urban History with Charlie Allison, mm-hmm. and you meet at the Lafayette Street Bridge. The second one is at what time? Because I'm apparently too tired to read. 2 o'clock, and it's called Mullins Creek Urban Stream Restoration with Sandy Formica, mm-hmm. and you meet at Leroy Pond and South Razorback, where Carlson Terrace used to be.
And let's point out, for those who are not familiar with Fayetteville, Leroy Pond is not a pond. That's a road.
Right, it's a
yes.
road.
Named after someone, yes.
This is Lot 56B, if yeah. you go to the games, yeah. or where Carlson Terrace used to be, because I'm old enough to be obnoxious
there you
about
go.
That.
Okay.
And then at 3 o'clock, there's a Jane's Walk with Sean Tuton that meets at Phoenix Fayetteville, and it's called Walking Native Fayetteville.
Cool.
All of those are free. You could do them pretty much back-to-back,
yeah,
or at least two of them. So what's our total for all of this fun?
If you're doing everything with that you suggested with children, it's $15, pending what you spend at the junk range.
Right.
If you're doing the suggestions you had without children, and we went with the cheapest option on all the tickets, that's $47, proving once again, life with children is less expensive than life without children. No, that can't be right. That doesn't sound right. Anyway, it would be this weekend.
Yeah, it would be this weekend, but, you know, there's hidden
snacks,
costs.
Snacks not included.
Snacks not included.
All right, Becca Martin Brown, features editor of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.